What about this part of your leg, the sensitive bone?
Funny bone.
Okay. And say someone had been sick for a while, you say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit
weak.
Okay. Would you ever say peaked or puny? Or?
Yeah, still looks peaked.
Okay.
It's a child.
What would you say about a grown-up?
Still looks weak.
Mm-hmm. And someone who's in good shape, you say he's big and
strong.
And someone who's always smiling, never loses his temper, you'd say that he's
has a good disposition.
Okay. And or he's a what kind of person?
He's a nice person. Okay. Has a nice personality.
And someone like a teenage boy who's just all arms and legs.
He's real skinny.
Okay. Or he's always stumbling and dropping things.
He's real clumsy.
Okay. And a person who has a lot of money but never spends any money, you say that he's
stingy.
Or he's a
tightwad.
Okay. And a person that just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's just a plain
stupid. He's plain stupid.
Uh-huh. Do you ever call him a fool?
Yes.
How would people use that?
He's just a fool. He's foolish.
Uh-huh. Does it sound bad to call someone a fool?
Yes, he shouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. And when you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
He's just a common person. He don't care about himself, maybe.
It's an insulting thing.
Well, I imagine so if you really tell them to their face.
Mm-hmm. What if you say that a girl is common?
Oh, that's not too good for a girl to hear, I tell you.
What does it mean?
I think that very bad.
Does it mean the way she behaves? Or
yes, that's the way, if she behaves bad, yes.
Uh-huh. Like sex or something?
Yes.
And say an old person, maybe up in their 80s, who still gets around real well and
well, we think it's wonderful.
Uh-huh. You say he's, for his age,
he's doing wonderful.
Uh-huh. Do you call him peppy or spry or trappy or chipper? Any of those words?
Oh, I'd say it's wonderful all the time myself.
Uh-huh. And say if your children are out later than usual, you say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little
worried.
Or a little
uneasy.
Okay. And you said, they'll be home all right, just don't.
Don't worry.
And a child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
put a light on.
Because I'm
scared.
Okay. And someone has a lot of money and just leaves it lying around the table, goes out, doesn't even lock the door. You say he's awfully what with his money? He just leaves it scattered around.
He's don't care.
Uh-huh. You say he's going to lose it.
He's going to lose it. He just don't care. Anybody can come along and pick it up.
Uh-huh. He's being too what with his money?
Well, too loose or too careless.
Uh-huh. And someone who's real sure of himself and won't listen to you, won't ever admit he's wrong or anything, you say that he's
selfish.
Or if he never admits he's wrong.
Oh.
He's gonna
got a horrid head.
Okay.
That's how mine is.
Somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper. Just the least little thing and he's gonna be upset. You say that he's awfully.
He gets awfully upset, yeah.
Uh-huh. Or you say he's
too nervous.
Uh-huh. You better not tease him about that because
he'll get mad. Uh-huh. That's what I say.
Uh-huh. You say that he's testy or touches or fretful or
why, I don't know, how would you put that, honey?
Do you ever say touchy or
touchy? Touchy, yeah, it would be a word for it, I guess. I don't know.
Uh-huh. You say